Time to talk some A-League and EPL action, and we do that with Fox Sports' Tara Rushton. G'day, Tara.
Hello, how are you?
I'm excellent.
From finding the pug to me, find the pug. Oh, that made me feel a bit sad around Christmas.
Yeah, I know. He's got a soft palate problem. He can struggle a little bit to breathe in the heat, so they're just a little bit concerned about him.
Poor little thing. Hopefully he's being looked after and he just needs to be returned.
Should he be found, we will tweet that and include you on the tweet, Tara. We will, for sure. Hey, I tell you what, there's plenty of tweeting being done on the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially around the derby. Boy, oh, boy. It was a great game to watch. It was a great game to talk about. It had just everything you wanted.
Everything. Bar a red card, huh?
Yeah, which isn't bad.
On air. which isn't bad. Wow, that was unreal. What a game of football. It's what it's all about, huh? But... yeah, Melbourne City, they showed they're the real deal, but they got taken to town in the second half. What about Thomas Sorensen? What a star. Unbelievable. Yeah. And you can see, you know, I feel like I'm repeating the rhetoric that's been going on, and you know, after the derby's wrapped up, but he had a huge game. 11 saves out of the 36 he's made all season came in the Melbourne derby. That shows you just... under how much pressure he was under, I should say, and Bess up Barisha and him going one-on-one. There was a, you know, that call for handball, which was, I think he could have been lucky. I mean, we spoke about it on the couch last night on air, and what a game. The twists and the turns, the two goals from Melbourne City that came relatively early, they set the pace. Victory were chasing the game, and the goals came from the unlikely goal scorers as well. You know, we're expecting Moyf, Bruno Fornaroli, it was such an exciting game. It's a game that I can watch back. It's going to go down in one of the best Melbourne derbies from all time. It's just so exciting to see the old Melbourne Heart, the now Melbourne City, go toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
It's great for the competition.
And it was only a matter of time before one of those games finally arrived. I mean, we've been waiting for the old Melbourne Heart and now the Melbourne City to actually get their game together. And as you said, they are the real deal. And once that was going to happen, you know, the Victory are always going to be the real deal. You knew you were going to have a game of two powerhouses.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know people said, oh, now Melbourne Victory are four games winless. Is it doom and gloom? Is it a cause for concern? It's definitely not a cause for concern because you saw how strong, how potent Victory were in the derby on the weekend. Yes, they didn't win, but I think they'll feel incredibly unlucky not to have gotten something from that game. And I guess certain players have been getting a bit of a hard time and may have been missing that final touch. They're passing like Fahi Ben Kalfala. They didn't have Mathieu Delpierre. Mm. There have been a couple of players that haven't been at their best. They had quite a tough run during Sydney-Perth, Perth-Melbourne, that whole travel period there to make up the game from the FA Cup, I should say. But, you know, Melbourne Victory is still up there. They're still the champions. For me, it's not the wind's blown out of their sails or anything like that. They still have the quality. I mean, they showed it in that game. They must be exhausted. I mean, I felt exhausted watching it from my couch.
Although I don't believe they've dropped off. I think other teams have just picked up. I mean, we're actually seeing a resurgence of West Sydney Wanderers after what was a shocking year last year for that club.
We're seeing
Brisbane Roar actually come back to where they should rightly be after also another bad year or two. And now we're also seeing the resurgence of the Melbourne City. So the Victory can't afford to stand still because everyone else is going past them.
That's right. And you're right. It's a good point. It's not about teams being average. It's about teams around you picking up the pace and getting stronger and getting better. And it's not necessarily about key inclusions in teams, but it's just how the teams are gelling together. A lot has to be said for the coaching as well from you know, Tony Popovich really turning around the Western Sydney Wanderers this season, basically a completely new squad. The way that they're playing has changed again, you know, heavy possession, lots of passing, and that's the same as John Aloisi and what John and Ross are doing with Brisbane Roar. I mean, it's really phenomenal. It's really interesting because I guess even looking down the bottom of the table, that sixth spot is going to be helter-skelter as we go further on in the season because Perth, what's happening with Perth, the Jets, you know, still being able to hold out, keep a clean sheet against Adelaide United. Adelaide United is still really competitive with such a good team. It's really interesting to see what's going to happen with that sixth spot because Wellington didn't look their normal selves at home against Sydney FC on the weekend. They were really lucky to draw that game. So Oh, yeah, the competition's really tough, really strong. It's a really interesting season.
I tell you what, talking about teams picking up their game, what about in the EPL? We've got some unlikelies up in the top six or eight, and I know that you're a massive Arsenal fan. And
I am.
What a big game this is at the Emirates, Man City coming up.
I mean, it's like set the breakfast table ready early morning with the Weet-Bix, but what a game it's going to be. I mean, a lot of people, and I guess you could say, look, Leicester show they're the real deal. What a phenomenal fairy tale for them. But 5 points behind them, Arsenal, 1 point behind Arsenal, Manchester City. And I think this is a real game that will show you who is the true title contender. So much on the line for how it goes. It's a must win because there's 5 points between Leicester and Arsenal at the moment, and that gap needs to be closed. Arsenal have done really, really well. One loss in their past 10 games. They've got such a strong record against Manchester City at home. Hopefully, fingers crossed, Alexis Sanchez comes into the fold. But, I mean, they've also shown that without him, they've been getting the results as well.
And Aguero as well?
Aguero, I know, on the other side. You had to remind me, the little thorn in my side. So it's going to be such an interesting game. I mean, I'm shading Arsenal to win. Funny that, hey? But I think it's really interesting because the way the Premier League's going, you see good teams actually faltering at the hands of teams below that are fighting to get out of the relegation zone. So, I mean, as you know, in football, nothing's certain. I think Arsenal have got this one and they will get the results, but I think it's so important. A draw won't be good enough just because they really need to keep that gap between the top of the table, which is Leicester.
Yeah, well, everyone's waiting for that honeymoon period to finish, and if they do, a win here for Arsenal over Man City gives them a perfect opportunity to maybe take the best window of opportunity they've had to actually win the Premier League for a while.
Absolutely. And I mean, reading a lot of newspaper articles from the UK, like The Guardian and whatnot, they're saying, which manager needs it more? And it's kind of like, you know, of course, they're touting that Manuel Pellegrini might be gone shortly or at the end of this season. And I mean, being an Arsenal faithful, everyone feels like it's about time and we're due it. We always kind of get to this point and then we're hit with so many injuries that we taper off and the season's done. And it's like, well, the best team from January last season, but that doesn't matter because if you don't end up top at the end, it doesn't matter. No one's going to remember.
No.
So, it's shaping up and what it is and where we are right now. And it's still, you know, we're still not in the closing stages of the season, but every win's really, really important for Arsenal to end on top. So it's looking good.
You just get the feeling that Arsene Wenger's just going to go do a little bit of shopping over the January period and maybe an outfielder or something like that?
Look, I hope so. I hope so. But this is the thing, because as soon as injuries go down, it's always like you look at the squad depth and everyone's going, we should have bought someone in the transfer window. So we'll see. We'll see what he does. But fingers crossed. There's always those rumours that go around. I try not to read too many BBC Sport gossip columns because it gets me too excited about potential people that we don't end up getting. So.
Tara Rushton, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy watching you and the guys. A fantastic combination, and it all works well there at Fox Sports. Thanks for your time today. And off the SMS, someone said you do your best work on the couch.
Oh, I hope so. And
nice, casual, relaxed.
Beautiful. I love working on the couch here. The boys make my job very easy. Love it. But have a great Christmas as well and enjoy the footy.
You too, Tara. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Tara Rushton from Fox Sports.